I am Noreen McKee, and I am a board member of the League of Women Voters of Rensselaer County, and it's a pleasure to be here today.
Thank you for joining us. So the New York State Attorney General's office recently sued Rensselaer County on behalf of our voters. Can you give us a few sentences to summarize what the lawsuit was about?
Yes. Basically, the lawsuit was about establishing an early voting site in the heart of Troy, downtown Troy, to provide equitable access to minorities and low-income voters who primarily live in that area of town.
So the case was heard and decided this past Friday. Can you tell us how that went?
Yeah, I did attend the hearing, and well, the outcome is that, you know, we won. The judge found that the decision-making by the Board of Elections was arbitrary and capricious. And that was basically the lawsuit. I don't know all the technicalities because I'm not a lawyer, but I know that that was the law that was violated. And essentially, and the judge pretty much expressed it during the hearing when he said that, you know, he said, give me some evidence that you took these factors into consideration. And the only evidence they had, which was not much, was, well, we have a working knowledge of population density and where the bus lines are and that kind of thing. And so it didn't take the judge long after he heard both sides. And after about an hour and a half, he came up. He took a 10-minute break and came back and said he found, you know, that it was arbitrary and capricious.
Why did the Attorney General's office have to sue? Why wasn't there just an early voting site in the middle of Troy?
Over 2 years ago, the New York State Legislature passed a voting reform act that included, the capstone was early voting. And at that time, the League of Women Voters visited the Board of Elections to see how we could help the commissioners in establishing early voting sites in Rensselaer County. And at the time, it was required that they set up two sites. And we pretty much assumed that they were going to set up a site. One, at least one of those would be in Troy, which is the largest municipality in the county. It was clear that they were not going to do that, and they established two sites, one in Skodak and one in Brunswick. And we formed a coalition of organizations located in Rensselaer County, some grassroots, faith-based, nonprofit organizations like New York Civil Liberties Union, Unity House, NAACP, Troy Area United Ministries, and we started lobbying them for early voting in the heart of Troy. Part of the standards that the legislature set up, which required the commissioners to take into consideration when creating early voting sites, things like population density, access to public transportation, commuter traffic patterns, handicap accessibility, these had to be considered when establishing early voting sites. And when you put one in Skodak and one in Brunswick, clearly it doesn't provide a lot of confidence that things like population density and access to public transportation were taken into consideration. So in a nutshell, pretty much that was the reason why eventually after four letters and 2 years of trying to get the commissioners to take a look at these and provide an early voting site in the heart of Troy. Finally, the Attorney General got involved in trying to work with them. They too kind of ran into a brick wall and then finally decided to file the lawsuit.
So what happens now?
The judge asked the Board of Elections to negotiate with the Attorney General's office a site in Troy. We had provided them with two acceptable sites, one at Unity House and one at Bethel Baptist Church. It's my understanding that they are negotiating today, and hopefully we'll have a decision on the site soon.
It's a timely issue, right? Because early voting begins this Saturday. Is that true?
Yes, it does. It begins this Saturday, June 12th, and runs until Sunday the 20th. And then the election day, for the primary election day, is Tuesday, June 22nd. So yeah, it starts Saturday. And so we not only have to establish the site, well, they have to, but we have to get the word out to people. And we do have some important primaries coming up, some real important elections. I mean, this year we have the election for county executive and the full county legislature. And we have city council and various elections throughout the county.
For early voting, you know, on election day, you have a designated spot that you're supposed to vote at. Is early voting the same way, or are you able to vote at any of the early voting sites once they're designated?
Yes, you can go to any of the sites. And the sites are, one is in Skodak, the town hall, one is in Brunswick town office, and the other will be, there's one also in Troy at the Arminian, Holy Cross Arminian Church on Spring Avenue, and then there will be one more.
So you mentioned earlier working with the elections commissioners. My understanding is that in order to designate the early voting sites, both the Republican and Democratic elections commissioners had to agree. It makes sense that Jason Schofield, the Republican commissioner, wouldn't have wanted a location where there's, you know, a disproportionate number of Democratic voters registered. But why would Ed McDonough, the Democratic commissioner, agree to not having an early voting location where, you know, presumably a stronghold of Democratic voters would be able to make use of it?
You know, I can't answer that. I think you'd have to ask Ed McDonough that. But I do know that these commissioners are appointed by the heads of the parties in those counties, in each county. And they have to agree. They both have to agree on every polling site. So, for instance, if the Republican wanted to put a site in Skodak, he wouldn't be able to do it unless the Democratic commissioner agreed, as you said. Usually what happens is they negotiate. The Republican will say, I want one in Skodak. And then, okay, the Democrat should say, okay, you want one in Skodak, we want one in Troy. Well, clearly that did not happen. We actually had to get the first one in Troy mandated because Senator Breslin, because of our efforts, offered an amendment to the law in 2019. It was passed in January of 2020, and that required every county to place at least one early voting site in the largest municipality in each county.
So you're saying that once early voting came to New York State, which was 2019, that the commissioners of Rensselaer County chose locations in rural areas, two locations, and then because of Rensselaer County and the efforts that you all were working on here, Senator Breslin proposed an amendment that made it a written law that the commissioners had to select a location in the city or town with the highest population. And then in Rensselaer County, they chose the Arminian Church, which was still kind of out of reach for a lot of downtown central voters.
Yeah, it's located on the outskirts, you know, on the far eastern side of the city. And it's not easily accessible by public transportation.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that you think people should know?
Well, I think it's going to be important to get the word out to people on, you know, where this early voting site is going to be located. And it's also important to get the word out to people that there is a primary election, very important primary elections occurring in Rensselaer County and in Troy in particular, starting early voting starting on June 12th. And also folks are allowed to vote absentee by using the excuse of temporary illness due to COVID. So that, and anybody who is who wants to vote absentee can do so by using that that excuse. And I just want people to know that it's really important to get out and exercise your right to vote.
If someone's listening who would like to take advantage of the opportunity to vote absentee, where can they go to access a ballot?
To the Board of Elections website.